We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And it's only Wednesday. Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so if you're just waking up this morning, the FBI has been forced to admit that the emails on Hunter Biden's laptop are not Russian disinformation.
Well, that's a start.
Yeah, that's a start. Now we've got Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York and, of course, President Trump's lawyer. He's out there with the latest text messages. And in them, Hunter is texting his father, Joe, talking about walking around naked and smoking crack in front of a 14-year-old girl and the inappropriate pictures of that same 14-year-old girl on the laptop that the FBI has had since December, yet took no known actions. I laid that out over the last hour, and we'll get back into it again, but that's the gist of what is going on this morning. But I want to go over, this is very importantly, all the people who have egg on their face right now. I mean, it's pretty staggering what we've just seen and what it means. I mean, let's put Joe aside for a sec because we just did an hour on that. And you can get that by texting podcast to 71307 if you're just waking up and you want to know the internals of it. We've gone a lot farther than Fox has even reported and told you what they'll report next. Let's look at who has egg on their face here. The mainstream media blacked this story out.
Yeah, they did.
And they lied to us.
Yes.
They profoundly lied to us. I want to play... Let's start with this. Let's start with, but before we even get to mainstream media, let's start with the profoundly corrupt intelligence officials. The highest ranking intel official under Obama is James Clapper. He is the director of national intelligence. This is him lying to you just a few days ago about the laptop.
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work. The Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden, whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears.
That's astonishing.
Especially for the man who sat there before Congress and contrived information about the president and then candidate Donald Trump.
Yeah, just made it up.
Completely fabricated and under oath, lied to Congress, lied to the American people, took money from CNN to be some type of reporter for them, a contributor, I guess I should say. And then now he's saying that this is contrived and typical Russian.
And I told you yesterday he had no freaking clue.
No.
So we know this now because the FBI has come out and had to admit. That this isn't Russian disinformation. It's not. We're not investigating it as that. So that's the number one ranking intel official under Obama lying to you. And I wanted to play that because I want you to understand how they lie.
Right. And how this is working.
And the reason they're able to get away with this is because they have such credible people as James Clapper. He's not credible individually. He's just credible because of his former position.
Right.
They just trot them out to lie.
Exactly.
Okay, I want you to hear the mainstream media lying to you because I want you to remember, especially my trolls, how they lie. Don't you dare send me anything from CNN ever again on the text line and tell me this is real news. Don't even send it. Not after this. Listen to this pack of lies that we now know is untrue.
But an email like this, if it's real, could be more significant. So how do they know whether these needles are significant or whether these are the Russian disinformation put into the haystack?
Right, exactly. And this is classic. This is very classic Russian disinformation tactic, which is to mix in things that look legitimate and maybe even are legitimate with things that are fake. And so what we'll be seeing over the next few days is...
There are new questions about an unverified report targeting Joe Biden's son and new reporting about possible ties to a Russian disinformation effort aimed at influencing the U.S. election.
Experts say the emails cannot be authenticated. Some may have been altered or are fake.
We have no idea whether or not the emails are legitimate, but this whole operation looks right out of the Kremlin playbook.
Okay, that was MSNBC and CNN. I just want my trolls to understand how they manipulate you. Do not ever send me one of their bylines again.
And it would be interesting.
And tell me, don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it and tell me, oh, no, 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 you're wrong. They lie.
None of the so-called sources any of them cite could have possibly have examined, seen, or had any contact with the laptop. Period.
The FBI has now admitted, for those just waking up, there's no Russian disinformation. They made the whole thing up.
Reminded the House Government Oversight Committee Chairman Adam Schiff that no, there was no Russian disinformation campaign, even though that's what he was saying when he had actually no knowledge of the subject whatsoever.
But they'll have him on next week as a credible source.
Of course,
yeah. Yeah, even though he's been busted yet again in another flat-out lie. But we're not done here with the egg on people's faces right now. Ted Cruz made the most brilliant point about this on Fox yesterday. Our tech giants censored this story.
Yeah.
The biggest story so far of this election, and told us it wasn't real and that it wasn't credible and that there was no proof. They censored this story. And Ted Cruz makes the leap here, and it's a brilliant one. He says, listen, they have now moved, and this should terrify people. They have now moved from silencing individuals to silencing media outlets. Mm-hmm. As of yesterday, I haven't checked this morning, but as of yesterday, I'm going to go check in a second, actually, while I play this. New York Post's Twitter account was still locked down for the crime of getting the story right about the wrong guy. Here's Ted Cruz.
That is a major escalation from silencing individual Americans to now big tech is telling the media, we have a veto power on what stories you can report on and what stories the American people can hear. If anyone in the mainstream media had even a shred of integrity, they would be outraged at this. Instead, because they want Donald Trump to lose, they will docilely go by big tech's incredible assertion of censorship power.
Yeah, it is. Why would we're gonna pick what media outlets can speak and which don't, because we're better than everybody else.
When was it that the White House told a certain press individual that they could no longer come to the White House press briefings?
Oh yeah, that was.
And didn't that bring out even? Yeah, I believe it was Acosta.
Jim Acosta, CNN.
Yeah, and wasn't there an outcry from the mainstream media about how that was, you know,
censorship?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I'm on the New York Post Twitter feed. Their story's been completely confirmed. They're totally exonerated. They got it right, and they got it first, and they were punished for that. And guess what? Their account's still locked down by Twitter. We now know. I mean. Well, they got it right.
Good day to download that Parler app that you're on and I'm on.
Yeah, because I don't know what we do at this point anymore.
Yeah,
I really don't. The last tweet from them was still October 14th. They are completely locked down. They haven't been able to tweet anything else. So apparently getting it right is still not an excuse. You get it right, but you wrote it about the wrong person who is untouchable and has liberal privilege. You don't get to have an account. This is thug-like behavior. I mean, at this point, does it really matter if we have state media or not to censor you? All they've done is outsource censorship
right to
the tech companies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's censorship not by the government, but by the media.
Which is still studiously ignoring a lot of this. Wall Street Journal, courageously. I mean, you have the New York Post and Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal courageously demanding Biden answer these questions. Look, the FBI says this isn't Russian disinformation. So, Joe, did you take the money? Sure didn't report it to the IRS, Joe.
What did you know and when did you know it? Isn't that the famous question?
Yeah. So, there's those questions. Some more questions, too, I got. I mean, just questions. While we're running down the list of people with egg on their face. Bill Barr. Bill Barr know about this laptop? I want to know. Do you know about it? Because it's a big deal if the FBI didn't tell him about it. But it's a really big deal if they did. Either scenario is highly problematic for for a reason. I mean, do we have, the FBI is essentially the police force of the DOJ. Well, it is the police force, the DOJ. Did they not tell Bill Barr? That means Bill Barr does not have effective control of his agency. Or did they tell him? That's worse.
Yeah.
That's way worse. If they told Bill Barr they had this in their possession and he didn't do anything with it, he should be fired immediately. There are inappropriate images of young girls on that. There is a conversation, again, and I'll keep playing this each hour so you can hear it for yourself. Rudy Giuliani has broken the news about a text, and I've seen the pictures of it, to Hunter talking to Joe about walking around naked and smoking crack in front of a 14-year-old girl, FaceTiming with her while he's naked. And there are inappropriate pictures of her on the laptop, as well as inappropriate pictures of her with him in it, according to Giuliani. We've only actually seen the texts. Anybody bother to send DSS by the Biden residence? Did Bill Barr know any of this? And did anybody bother to send DSS by the Biden residence? These are all questions I don't know the answers to. I'm just asking them this morning. If we lived in a country that was not profoundly corrupt, everybody'd be asking it. I just want to know, is she okay? Where is she? I guess if you ask those questions, what, did you go get your account locked down by Twitter? Is that how that goes now? Are they going to lock down the Wall Street Journal for asking the same questions New York Post is? These are frightening times, folks. It's all on the line in this election, all of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
So for the crime of getting the story right, the New York Post's Twitter feed's still locked down. That hasn't changed. Want to remind you, folks, just get to do this from time to time. We got the story right. I got the story right. Got it right on Battleground America, my podcast. Soon as it broke, same day it broke, we told you the emails were real. We were right. Told you there was no Russian collusion starting in 2017. We were right. Told you there was no Russian interference. In fact, I've never once reported that on this show because I've never seen proof of it. I refuse to. Even when the drones were still going on and on, 17 intel agencies say yes. Well, it turns out 17 intel agencies lie, and there never were 17 to begin with. Got that right, too. Thought I'd mention that to my trolls this morning. And to say I admire a determination sending me CNN clips. No, you're not. What you're saying is not right. Uh-huh. We have nailed this. We have nailed this from the beginning. We have nailed this since 2017. Told you right away. The Hunter Biden emails were real. Any fool could see it. You didn't need the receipt with his name on it and signature, although that was helpful. You didn't need the confirmation by Hunter Biden's business partners, although that was helpful, that the emails were real. You didn't need the email from Hunter Biden's attorney saying, thank you for talking to me last night. We need Hunter's laptop back. Although that was helpful. You know, there's obvious signs that this wasn't Russian disinformation that the media ignored. And then when they couldn't save Joe, just blacked the story out and relied on social media. That's why, folks, that's why Joe's in the bunker today. That's your plan. People like Joe thinks he doesn't have to campaign. He doesn't. The media lies for it. And now news outlets that don't lie are being shut down in punishment. But I got it right. Lee got it right. We got it right. We've never misled you. We've never been wrong. Again, remember when we were going to have genocide in Syria? Told you we weren't. Said the Russians will step up. Everything will be fine. No genocide. It'll be okay. You text him, no, Terry, you're wrong. It's you guys. Everybody's saying, Got it right. So I just want to point that out to my trolls. At some point, you got to ask yourself, how much longer am I going to let them lie to me? You know, like the part where they told you for what, 2 months? About the Wuhan flu from China, even called it that. I didn't call it that. I didn't make that up. That came from CNN, MSNBC. And then they told you it wasn't from China. And you're a racist if you thought so. Does that ever get into your head and start to bother you? Or you just like being lied to? I'm fascinated by my troll psychology. They just believe. In the face of all evidence. Anyway, Michael Goodwin, getting a few good licks in on behalf of the New York Post, one of the few legitimate and correct mainstream media outlets left in this country. He writes this. One day, the New York Post is accused of spreading Russian disinformation for reporting on emails contained on the laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. The next day, the paper is accused of being cruel to Hunter, who has obvious dependency and psychological issues. What's next? That poor Joe Biden was duped into getting involved in Hunter's deals because of early stage dementia? Oops. Can't go there. At least not yet. That has to wait until he's sitting in the White House and Donald Trump is banished. Then it will be safe to let the facts come out. We got it right. By the way, those of you, when I post stuff on Facebook, who say, well, Facebook marked this wrong, so it must be inaccurate. I now view a Facebook disclaimer that what I have posted is inaccurate as a badge of honor. I must be onto something. Because they have no credibility left this morning. It's gone. For those of you just waking up to this, the FBI has admitted there is no Russian disinformation on those laptops. It's not Russian disinformation. Wow, media lied to you for days. You thought the Russians were after you again, fools. I'm talking to my trolls. They get on my nerves. I'm trying to help them, though, and I still believe I can over time. It's sort of like one of those people who joins a cult. You ever seen those documentaries? They join the cult, and then they get them out, and they got to go through like a detox. You know what I'm talking about? Where they got to get them alone. They bring in the specialists who are good at, you know, breaking the mental chains there and helping them distinguish reality from what's fake. And they usually like go at them for 24, 48 hours till they can, you know, kind of break through the psychological barricade like that of having been in the cult. And then you know, they help you escape the cult. I'm here to do that for you. And I won't even charge you for it. I won't even charge you. It's free every day from the people who've gotten it right since 2017 on all of this Russia stuff, all of it, 100%. Didn't lie to you like the FBI. Didn't lie to you like the mainstream media. Okay, so we're waking up in a country. Let me just lay out what's going on here. I'm going to lay it out in proper order. The media won't do this for us. I'm going to explain what has happened here. Okay. Bernard Carrick, former chief of the New York, the NYPD, and Rudy Giuliani. And when you consider who Rudy Giuliani is in his history, it really is staggering, this whole thing, and it shows what has happened to America. Rudy Giuliani is a legendary crime fighter, perhaps the most legendary American crime fighter alive. That's why he was elected mayor of New York. He put over 200 members of the mafia in prison. I mean, that is, he broke the back of the mafia. He also broke the back of the Wall Street mafia, putting all kinds of Wall Street, corrupt Wall Street figures in prison. As a prosecutor, he's just very prolific. So this is a guy who has incredible credibility when it comes to criminal activity. And so we've known that the FBI had the Hunter Biden wall, you know, laptop since December. We know that. And it's, you know, the court documents, they, you know, they went in, they got it. Okay. And we also know they won't act. Well, we've since learned that on that laptop, there were pictures of underage girls, pictures of Hunter naked, and pictures of Hunter in pictures that were inappropriate. So Rudy Giuliani, Bernard Carrick, head of the former chief of the NYPD, were concerned about this. And in fact, it's been in the FBI's possession and they don't seem to care. So they forced the issue by taking it to the Delaware police, local police department there in a county in Delaware. And so the reason they did this, one, is to get more eyes on it, obviously, who are in law enforcement to force the issue. You can't just throw that kind of evidence at law enforcement, at least local law enforcement anyway, and they ignore it, like the FBI. So that in turn, that was on Monday, they took it there, and that was passed up to the Attorney General's Office of the State of Delaware, and then they contacted the FBI. Okay, so this is the reason two of them had to go deliver that in person. Rudy Giuliani says it's because, you know, I was very disturbed by the underage girl images and Hunter and all of that. By the way, there is a text from Hunter to Joe Biden in which he discusses behaving inappropriately around an underage girl, 14-year-old, smoking crack, walking around naked on Facebook, you know, FaceTime with her, stuff like that. Okay, we'll get into that in a minute. He said, look, I'm very concerned about this. FBI doesn't seem to be. So he took it to the local police as a way to force the FBI to act. Okay. Up until this point, the FBI has been doing one of their whisper campaigns. They call up, you know, or they talk to reporters. Oh, yeah, Russian disinformation. It's Russian disinformation. And then the media runs with it, anonymously sourced to someone in the intel community. We talked about that, you know, when it first happened. And that's how the FBI does it. They don't come out and say anything. They just leak this stuff to the media. It's a lie. And they drive the narrative against Trump. They might as well work out of the Democrat National Committee basement. Heck, for all I know, they practically do. So Rudy forces the issue. So now the FBI has got to go to Denver, or go to Delaware, pick up the laptop again, because it's already in their possession. So that's the backdrop here. This is what it takes to force them to act. Okay. Here's the interview on Newsmax with Rudy Giuliani. I can guarantee you, if you could see behind the scenes of Fox News right now, they are furiously trying to confirm all of this. Rudy, there is a picture now out of the text. This is incredible. This is a text between Hunter Biden and Joe Biden about his activities with the 14-year-old girl. Take a listen.
Well, this is really a very, very sensitive one. There's a text message to his father in which he says the following, and he's discussing his sister-in-law, who for quite some time was his lover. And he says, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. This would be with a unnamed 14-year-old girl. When she says that I FaceTime naked with the unnamed 14-year-old girl, and the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked, smoking crack, talking Tom girls on FaceTime. When she was pressed, she said that the unnamed 14-year-old girl never said anything like that, but the bottom line is that I created and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. This is supported by numerous pictures of underage girls.
So, Mr. Mayor, that's dynamite stuff. And I've seen
it. I turned it over to the.
You turned it over to the Delaware State Police, correct?
Yes, yesterday. Bernie Kerik and I turned it over to the Delaware State Police because we're very uncomfortable.
Okay, let me finish that sentence for him. Because we're very uncomfortable that these photos exist and the FBI has done nothing. What else, Rudy was on that laptop again? Could you tell us what else? Was there anything, you know, about Biden selling his office for, like, you know, I don't know, millions of dollars or anything like that?
There's a memo in here that says that 10% of the money that was being whacked up, that was $10 million a year, and then 50% of the profits with three Chinese communists, one of whom was a Chinese intelligence operative, that 10% of that was going to H for the big guy. So we've identified the big guy several ways. One, right after that text message, email rather, there's an email that is asking for keys for the office they're going to share with the Chinese communists. And the first key they ask for is for Joe Biden, the big guy.
Yeah.
Number two, there's an anonymous source that has told Fox News that the big guy is definitively Joe Biden. He's one of the people involved in the deal. I know his name. I'm not at liberty.
Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say. Sorry, that cut off too. I don't know why the machine's doing that this morning. It does sometimes. Okay, meanwhile, keep in mind here, the media can ignore this all they want. Say, oh, it's Rudy. We don't like Rudy. He's the president's lawyer. Okay, cool. What about Bevin Cooney? Because he's talking to Breitbart now. He has given Peter Schweizer the password to his email. And he's on the other side. He's the business partner of Hunter Biden. He's on the other side. He's like, yeah, read the emails from my side. We did it. We absolutely sold the office. Flat out said it. We sold it. Interestingly enough, he's in federal prison, which is why he's bitter at Hunter. He said, listen, me and Hunter, we did this together, and Hunter got off scot-free, and I'm in prison. It's why he's mad. It's why he's sharing all this. His family is now in a tizzy because he's been moved. The feds moved him. They don't know where he is. I'm sure he's somewhere, but they don't know where he is or if he's okay. But they came for him pretty fast in the cell. You know, wouldn't it be great if the FBI could muster a force of 14 agents? You know, like they did to investigate the garage door pull of Bubba Watson. It looked like a noose. Like that. Like if they could put a force like that, like a crime fighting force like that on that Hunter Biden laptop. Here's my question. Anybody send DSS out to the Biden residence? Where's that 14-year-old girl? She okay? No? Yeah? Anybody care? No, I guess we don't care. Bill Barr. He know about this laptop? See, that's a big deal. See, if he knew, he needs to resign right now. Done. If he didn't know, and the FBI didn't tell him, we got a whole nother set of problems. Haven't heard from him yet, though. Trump wants to. So, since Rudy Giuliani is doing the job Bill Barr is supposed to be doing, when does he get to be Attorney General? I'm just asking. Trump asked that same question.
Joe Biden is a corrupt politician. Smoking gun emails show that the Biden family sold the vice presidency for a very, very substantial amount of money, more money than anybody would believe.
President Trump called on the Attorney General to appoint a special counsel to investigate.
We've got to get the Attorney General to act. He's got to act, and he's got to act fast. He's got to appoint somebody. This is major corruption, and this has to be known about before the election.
Yeah, got to act. Texter writes, Tara, please help me understand why 106.3 advertises for liberals, but I've never heard any liberal station advertise for Trump's or Graham's reelection bet. Sure you have. We don't really have liberal radio stations, but... No, we follow federal guidelines. We are actually pretty highly regulated in terms of what we can run. And so we basically have two choices, run no political ads or run all of the political ads that come to us. And so we choose the second option because we're capitalists and we have to pay the bills. So that's why we don't pick and choose ads according to whether we like them or not. In fact, those are big ad buys. I don't even know that we know what they'll say before they run. Now, maybe somebody who proves them at the national level. I don't even know, actually, that part of it. But yeah, we got to take them all or none at all. That's how it works. So sorry if you don't like the ads, but I'm sure that there will be other times that you'll want to hear from some of the candidates themselves in commercials, candidates that you like. And that means you'll get to hear that, too. Texter writes, Tara, can we just find an attorney general that is honest and willing to roll up his sleeves and do the job he has been appointed to do? I mean, I'd love to see Rudy Giuliani as attorney general. He may be strong enough to withstand whatever the heck goes on. It's like they zap your brain when you walk through the front door of the DOJ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.